Sixth week, second day, let God do the creating. We are on the verge of a great discovery, the discovery that great riches, lovely ideas, and masterpieces are already created in the mind of God. A poem by Robert Browning. There is an inmost center in us all, where truth abides in fullness and around. Wall upon wall, the gross flesh hems it in, this perfect clear perception which is truth. A baffling and perverting carnal mesh binds it and makes all error, and to know rather consists in opening out a way whence the imprisoned splendor may escape than an effecting entry for a light supposed to be without. Nothing tires a creative person or a scholar so much as the feeling that he must do the creating and thinking himself. Vital currents of truth are constantly flowing as perfect, pure inspiration. But to receive them, we must be responsive first to the needs of the hearts of men, and then think of our minds and imaginations as the vortex through which God may draw a response to meet those needs. Work with ease and joy, and know that only God can give you true inspiration. This relieves you from the tensions of effort and frustration. The greatest genius of all has said, "I do not do these works, but the Father in me doeth them." Does a miner claim to have created coal when he sinks his shaft into the earth to that point where God placed it millions of years ago? When Jesus went up into the mountains to pray, he left behind the limited carpenter consciousness and entered into permanent identity with God. We too can step out of little Tom, Dick, and Harry lives. A wire lying twisted in the alley is rubbish. The same wire connected to a powerhouse can light every lamp in a city. Through prayer, we make contact with the powerhouse of God and become channels of blessing. Glenn Clark's choice of scripture for today is from the book of John, chapter 15, verse 4. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself except it abide in the vine, no more can ye except ye abide in me.